This week an Adar isn't always Adar.
Ay caramba! Oh, we're floating in space! No food, no agua, no fuel. There's only one thing to do.
Yes, me and Antonio must eat you, Consuela.
Oh no, never! It would not taste any good without the garlic.
Sweeter rolls once again. Welcome, dear.
What is that sound?
This is the sound.
What, are you eating chocolate?
The sound of chocolate.
Not the most pleasant of sounds.
Weren't you supposed to have dinner?
It's not ASMR.
Okay.
Yeah, but I had.
Oh, don't you try!
Like
don't you try! We know you're not. We know you're not.
You went almost went for it.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Oh, I am sitting here, not to, unfortunately, well, here with Mattias Redbo, Ingela Lund, and Anneli Heed, but in the interspace net connections, we are together, and in our souls, we are always together.
Of course, connected through Zoomy Zoom.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, and welcome back, dear listeners. We hope you have enjoyed the first quarter season of Coriolis. Season
two. We just went from one place to another, basically, but...
Shooting people randomly.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happened. I mean, it's not like it's just, you know...
Yeah. Conversations were had.
Yeah, sure about strategies and things.
Backgrounds were discussed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, shit happened.
We had
yeah.
some fights, we had some action.
Yeah, we had some space battles.
Drama, poetry.
Yeah. Shit ton of
there
stuff happening.
Lies,
Clive went haywire.
Torture. Yeah.
And some more drama.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
All things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Deceiving.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And now you find yourselves at the Alkali Space Station in the Serpent Belt, where it seems like you're not the only visitor. The top dog Buryat, no, the top dog nomad person is here as well. Abyeya.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kvarshud. So let's see if you can get the clue you need from this place or not. Or if you get killed when we start the adventure.
Ha ha! No.
So of course you understand why you have to leave your weapons on the ship. We cannot have strangers running around with blasters when we have such an important guest here. I'm sure you understand.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, Farsan looks to Evgena. So what do you say, Captain? Should we...
leave your weapons on the ship, yes.
Yes.
Hmm?
Does the... I mean... is there any, like, way...
They're just going to find
no, okay,
out,
okay, I'll leave
Amber.
It. Okay.
Please, do as I say.
So, you leave your pistol, your and you leave your big gun, Farsan. You can't leave the one that's attached to your body. So
inside my body.
Inside your body. So
it's like my little gun child inside of me. Sorry, keep going.
Gun child! That's so wrong in so many ways.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Is that a gun in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? All right. So you leave your guns. You come back, and they say, "Welcome to our station. You have mining equipment to sell." You say,
"That's right." But we've had long travels, so if you don't mind, we would like to acquaint ourselves with our environments first and have a bit of a rest.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And he shows you around the station. As I said, it's not that big. He shows you the living quarters for the nomads, the living quarters for the laborers. There's like a main hall, like a main room.
Common area.
Like a square almost. It's almost like a town square, actually.
Yeah. But in space.
It's like a food court.
A food court?
Space square. It's like a food court. Yeah.
So what's in this square then? Like
space burgers.
Space burgers, space pizza, space noodles, space tacos. Yeah. I mean, like, you name it. Like
the best.
Yeah.
So how big is it? Like, so you
space
have the...
Space enchiladas.
Yes. So the laborers' quarters and the nomads' quarters, and so is there any sort of commerce going on in this square, or is it apart from the enchiladas and tacos?
No, it's mostly like a food court where it seems like the nomads can go and pick and choose what they want to eat.
Excellent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He tells you, like, the living areas are restricted, you can't go there, and there are some guest quarters. There's a cantina where they have some rooms. I mean, strangers here are scarce, to say the least. But for such occasions that there might be a guest, there are some rooms in the cantina as well.
Mm-hmm. So, just a good quick question. So, but we're going to stay in our ship when we, you know, we can still go back to our ship, or do we? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, you have an entourage that have been assigned to you.
Okay.
That will go with you wherever you go.
Okay.
To make sure that you, and when you go back to the ship, they will check you for, like, so you don't go and get some guns.
Okay.
So
we are followed at all times.
Yes, you're followed all times. Okay. I mean, this is place. There are no strangers here, at all. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe the nomads that came with Abieya.
Abieya, yes.
Mm.
Okay.
And you notice, even though you can't go to the laborers' quarters, you actually accidentally come close to the the port where they seem to enter from. Mm-hmm. When they come back from their excursions, because they live on the station as well. And you notice that these Ikeroi, they wear extremely crude exos. It's basically just some kind of cloth that protects you from the vacuum of space, but it doesn't seem very tough. It doesn't seem to be able to sustain much like impacts or something, and they, yeah, this is the meagerest, the most meager exosuits you've ever seen. You're all shocked that they can survive in space wearing these.
And these are the laborers that work in the mines, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And they all seem very tired when they come. There's a group of five of them that enter and just go from the... from the port where they enter the station.
This is heading towards the...
their living quarters.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the sorriest bunch I've ever seen. They don't seem... they don't seem to be wearing much protection at all. Can I ask questions to the entourage? Like, how can we...
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Mm. Where are these laborers coming from?
They're coming from the asteroid belt over there.
Mm. And were they shipped over here from somewhere else?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just wondering how they got to... how they ended up here.
Well, that's none of your business now, is it?
No, I'm just curious. Okay.
Being curious is not that good. Mm. Not here.
Of course.
We don't like people who are curious.
Are these nomads that are accompanying us?
Yes. They're all nomads here. Mm. Like the Al-Kari, they're a nomad clan, so they're all nomads. And yeah, like from afar, you see the occasional Guarshud nomad, but they all walk in groups. You don't see any Guarshud nomads walking around by themselves.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice that there seems to be some tension between Alkari and Guarshud nomads.
Okay.
And the Ikiroi, the laborers, they just keep their heads down and just very quickly go to their quarters.
Okay.
Mm. So these, okay, yeah. So Fartsen speaks up. So I've heard that things are not the best between you and the Guarshuds. Why is that?
What do you mean?
Well, one can't help
but notice nomads. That... We are nomads. We are brothers and sisters.
I understand, in spirit and so on, but no, I've just heard some rumors. There are some ill talks between the clans.
Who told you that?
Oh, just some traveler in a space station we went to. Don't remember her name.
Well, she doesn't know shit, okay? All nomads are brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. But brothers and sisters do fight, don't they?
Occasionally.
At least where I grew up.
Hmm.
It's nothing wrong with that. It's,
I killed my brother.
You see? My brother was killed. We have something in common.
I didn't kill your brother.
I hope so. I say, and I give him a steely look. But, yes, tell me more about this. Why, you really have a celebrity here on the space station. Miss Guarshud, Abeya Guarshud, that is quite a name. Impressive for her to come visit you like this.
Maybe it's time for a manipulation roll here.
Yes, I was just going to go like in it, with huh? my...
I was waiting
I
for
was
you.
I was just going to go in with the... yes.
Mm. Okay. Can you help me out?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm helping.
Adding something.
Okay.
Yeah, Evgenia have been talking, but Amber hasn't said anything yet, so you had one bonus die.
No.
Okay, but okay.
She was just going to.
Do I have to make the roll?
Yes, you do, because you were the one asking.
Okay, yeah.
But maybe you have a talisman for this that you wanna that you wanna use.
Yes. I got a talisman. I want to use it.
Then you get one bonus die, and then you may erase one of the talismans that you got from Amber.
Yeah, so I clutch the little talisman that I have hanging in a string around my neck with my left hand, and I offer a silent prayer to the merchant. May he guide my tongue now. So, is there a... something you could share with us about this important visit? And then I roll for manipulation. 2, 3, 4, 5. It's one success. You don't look convinced.
You want to push it?
GM?
I mean, it's a success, but it's a limited success. So
I mean, this is kind of important. I think I'll clutch it even harder. The talisman.
Giving me my fourth darkness point. I have to spend the darkness point next scene.
That's one more. So that's two successes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Should give us something.
So, Fartsen has been. You've had dealings with the nomads.
Yeah.
Quite extensively.
Yes.
You know how they act. You know how they talk. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So you pull out every scrap of information and experience that you have in dealing with nomads, and especially dealing with like the lower ranking nomads. This is just a corporal, and mm-hmm. and you talk to him. You talk the same lingo, and yeah. And you manage to convince him that you are a trustworthy fella.
Mm.
So he goes closer to you and says, "Well, you know, I don't know. They just, they showed up like yesterday, and let's say that something big is going down. We are finally going to show those Sinithian bastards over there on Zainad that they cannot just come here to our system, and they cannot ignore us any longer. We will show them.
Talking about the Free League, are you?
Yes, an Ethian bastard.
Yes, I spit as well, a big one. Mm. Yes, let justice come down upon them. That is true.
I don't know much, but I know that they had it coming. Their due is coming. They have ignored us in the council long enough.
Yes. So, are you planning an attack? Is there some way you can be in on that? I say, and I try to look.
I don't know. It's just rumors we heard. I'm not even sure that it's correct, but that's what I heard, you know.
Yes.
So if you're selling guns as well, I think they would pay quite a lot of money for it, you know.
Uh-huh. So who should we turn to if we want to sell our stock of armaments?
I mean, it's Odgarel. She's the boss of the station. She's head of the clan, mm-hmm. and she's the one who will who you will talk to with selling your mining equipment as well.
Oh, okay,
that's very good information. Thank you. And whereabouts would we find this Odgarel?
She has her office there in the headquarters over there. Section A.
Thank you.
So if anybody's wondering where Amber is, she is keeping a very low profile. She tries to take everything she sees in. She thinks that this place is a kind of an odd place, and she trusts her gut feeling when it comes to that there is something going on, something big. I don't know, did she overhear the conversation?
Did we all hear it?
That Farsan had?
I mean, I think you would have heard like bits and pieces of it. I don't think you would have heard
it. I think I was trying to like include all of us, like making us all trustworthy. So I think definitely.
Quite the opposite. I think in order to make him trust you, you separated yourself just a bit from the others and lowered your voice and just like, you know.
Oh, okay.
Talking person to person. Just like, come on, you can give me something. Come on, you know, I've dealt with nomads before, you know.
Well, is there anything, can I try to roll for culture empathy?
You
maybe?
Can tell me what you like to do, and I will tell you if you may make a roll or not. Same way as always.
Try to be cute here. Okay. So she wants to talk to somebody. She wants to ask somebody, preferably one of the people that are in the really thin exos, just to ask them their story, why they're there, and just because.
No, you don't see any laborers. You don't see any Ikiroi anywhere. They just came through the airlock, went to their living quarters like directly. They kept their heads down. Mm-hmm. They had some kind of supervisor watching over them.
Okay, well, that's what she's doing too, keeping her head down, just taking it all in because she wants to know what's going on.
I mean, you can roll for observation if there's something in specific, something like specifically you really want to keep your eyes open for.
Ooh. Well. So Amber is looking for like a marketplace or merchants where she can sell some of the talismans that she made.
Good idea.
To get to know people.
As I said earlier, it's not a it's not a station where people come to trade. I mean, it's just a people live here, so there's a food court where they go to eat. So that would be like a good place to mingle. That's the only place you can go to mingle. But there's no marketplace. There's no maybe there's a space Costco or something. I don't know. Or some
space an Ica.
Cool. Very cool.
I don't know. like a space Walmart or something. Very, very small one. More like a 7-Eleven. There's a 7-Eleven.
Space Mart. A space Tesco's.
Space
Mart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tesco. Yeah. I love
so,
Tesco.
So, yeah. A small 7-Eleven and a food court. That's where you go to mingle. And a bar, of course.
Well. So she wants to go there and see what's happening. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
Yeah, so she turns to the others and she tells them about her plans. Just asks them really casually if they...
So you, would you like to go to the... I don't know, it's a food court or anything? I don't know what it's called, but would you like to go there? I might sell some of my precious talismans.
Well, I could eat.
I could eat too.
Yeah. Perfect then.
Okay, so you go to the food court.
Mm.
Yeah. What do you eat? Who eats space pizza? Who eats space enchiladas?
This is the most important part of this episode.
Yeah,
I feel.
Shish kebab.
Space kebab.
I eat space tacos.
Okay.
Mm. I think Martsan has a sweet tooth. So he's eating like baklavas and sweetened tea, and he's like, going for the cookies.
Yeah.
You know that stuff will kill you, don't you?
Well, hopefully later rather than sooner. My wager is a bullet will take me first.
Mm. Well, I have to say, these are really good space tacos.
Oh, it really says space taco on them.
Yes.
Space tacos.
Okay. Like a little
so
rocket
while
on
you're
the
eating,
paper.
Amber goes around trying to.
She's like, are you hawking like your wares among the diners? Like the.
Are you opening your coat?
Talisman.
Look at this.
Talisman.
Yeah,
she's like,
$5,000.
Like, you're gonna get a talisman.
Special price, only for you, my friend.
No, no, she's shouting it out. She's like, come and buy talisman. Two for the price of one.
No, she's very, like, she's not sneaking around, but she's trying to make eye contact. She's looking for the people who already has religious symbols on them, like necklaces and stuff. So she walks up to this woman who has a yellow caftan on her, long hair, and she's like,
hi, could I maybe interest you in a talisman? I see you're wearing the messenger on your beautiful necklace, and there's always room for more, am I right?
Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. Oh, you are a talisman maker?
I am.
Oh,
I am.
Interesting, interesting.
And I really enjoy just meeting people when I sell these. I mean, they're not that expensive. I mean, I'm just... just like meeting people who, you know, are interested in religion like me.
Mm.
Good people.
Yes, the icons watch over us, and the messenger helps us immensely in keeping the peace. I think communication is vital in a society.
And especially when it comes to praying. I mean, you have to keep track of all the omens.
Yes, indeed. So you are selling talismans? I would be interested in buying a talisman.
Fantastic. Okay, so I have this. I created it in our spaceship's own chapel. Took me a day. Mm-hmm. Usually does. So, how much are you willing to give this?
Interesting. I can give you 40 beer for it.
40 beer. Let's say, can I ask you like a question? Can I ask you? You can get it a little bit cheaper if you want to, but I just need to. I mean, us religious people, just between us, is it okay if I ask you a couple of questions?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was wondering, do you know a dear friend of mine? He visited this place not that long ago. His name was Mansoor.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mansoor? Do you know anybody about that name?
No, sorry, that their name does not. I do not remember that name. No.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, okay. Okay, thank you.
So do you sell her the talisman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so for 30 beer then?
Give it 35
beer, okay.
Yeah, she wanted some more.
Okay.
Jen for this. She must be mad.
Yeah.
I'm so lonely. I just want to meet people and sell these.
Yeah, that's her
Adelaide,
game.
Adelaide, you may roll a d6.
Okay. I got a 2.
Which means that actually the next person you talk to obviously works at the control station, like the ones who are keeping track of people coming and going, which all aren't that many, indeed.
Ooh,
indeed.
Perfect. So, I'm so happy.
Yeah. So, yeah, obviously, it seems like Mansoor actually was here a few segments ago.
Interesting.
And he wanted charts of the B system.
Mm-hmm.
Which would mean she explains that we can do some characters. Sorry. So she says. Yes, I remember. I remember this Mansoor.
You
fella.
Do.
Yeah, he came a few segments ago. Wanted to come and buy shards of for the B system. He said.
Shards for the B system.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yes.
So you figured that he went to the B system after he visited you
here? This would seem like it. I mean, why else would he come here? If not to, if he was buying charts for the B system? I mean, there's nothing there.
Oh. No, not that I heard. Well, maybe, I don't know.
Oh, what have you heard?
Thank you so much.
Have you heard there's something there?
Oh, well, I did hear something, but...
Please tell me.
It's a secret. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you have to
I can't tell
me,
you.
Please.
I promise. I swore.
Please?
No. But I will give you a very, very nice prize. The judge.
Oh.
See?
Oh, that's...
This is one of my best talismans.
Oh, really?
Took me a little bit than... I mean, a little bit longer than it usually
does.
So
it's so exquisitely cut.
I know. Thank you very much.
Have you special tools for this? Special small knives?
I have small knives.
You have so delicate hands.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So do you.
Thank you. It's yeah.
If I only sold rings, I could have sold you a ring as well to wear on those pretty, pretty hands, but...
I would have worn that ring forever.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, I will give this for you. I will give this 25 beer, and I usually sell them for 50.
I mean, it's...
So... Are you interested?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you. I will pay you 50 for it.
Really?
Yeah,
you don't.
I adore it.
I am in need of.
I adore it.
Some extra beer.
I adore it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. What's your name?
Oh, well, my name is.
You don't know your name?
Slander.
I do, but it's
Schmander.
It means something really bad. My name is Slander. But
your
I'm
name
not
is Slander?
A Slander person. Yes, that's why I hesitate to tell people my real name, because it's Slander.
I feel
yes.
so bad for you, Slander.
Yes, it's a curse, I tell you.
Your parents must be
like
awful
me.
People.
Yeah, they didn't like me.
They didn't?
No. Awful people. No, I ran away.
Did you?
That's too much information from me. I'm sorry. I have to go back to my friends now. But it was really nice
How long
to meet
were you,
you
staying on our station, Slander?
I'm staying for two more days.
Two more
days. I'm sorry.
Please, may I ask you out to dinner tonight?
Oh, well. Are you paying?
For certain I am. For certain.
Well, can I please bring my friends? I have a couple of friends with me here. They're very nice.
Yes, of course. She seems a little disappointed.
Yeah. Oh. Well, then
I can bring some friends too, and we can, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Sounds like a party.
It's a date.
So let's meet here in the, oh yeah, yeah, it could be, yeah.
Where did this come from?
I don't know. All of a sudden,
All of a sudden,
yeah.
Well.
Strange how it always ends up like this, isn't it?
Always.
No.
Oh, you mean the actress slash rebel leader who wanted to get you between the sheets, Matthias?
Me, well, not me.
Farzan, okay. Farzan.
No, I mean, in general, I mean, like, you know, the dirty mind sort of creeping into the conversation.
Dirty?
I mean, I enjoy it.
Perfect innocence. This was romantic.
Really?
Super innocent.
This was super innocent. Yeah, this is very romantic.
I was feigning. Okay, I was sorry, doing a violin.
Very
nice. I saw the violin, Ingela. I saw the
rings
violin.
Rings and hands. Yeah.
Sorry.
This is cute. Yes, Matisse.
I didn't grope or nothing.
That's me. I'm crude. Sorry. It was obviously a beautiful moment and I ruined it. Sorry.
A beauty.
Yeah.
All right, so cool. You reconvene with your friends after having sold 2 talismans for a total of 85 beer.
And
now there's only 2,800,000, you know.
2,500,000.
Yeah, and the rest. Mm.
Yeah. Yep.
It's just about to.
He gets a mirror off their backs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So was your little crystal session successful?
My crystal session. Let's talk of a non-believer. Well, it was very successful. Thank you very much, my captain. It was very successful.
Oh, well
done. I sold 2 of my most beautiful talismans. And also, we are going to a party tonight, which means that we can get some more intel, because I got some intel from this little encounter as well.
Excellent. Good work.
Oh, please share.
Thank you.
Well.
And she shares.
Oh.
You share the load? I mean, you share the information? The info dump?
The dump and the load, yes.
Yep. Yes.
Oh.
All of it.
The info load, I meant. Not any other kind of load.
But she just said it's so funny. Okay, yeah, so she tells them what they said about Mansoor. Yeah.
The B system. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
The B
where is
system.
The B? Do we know where the B system is?
Should be one of the other stars. If the
next to the wasp system.
Is this the C system?
It's a trinary system. So it's 3 suns.
This
star system is the C system, the outer one.
Yeah. Okay.
The planets and the asteroid belt that are circling around the C star, the red giant. And in the middle, there are 2 white dwarfs, which are like dancing around each other, basically.
Pretty.
Is there anything there in the B system?
No, nothing. Nothing that I heard of. But, I mean, it needs to be something, so we should go there. I mean, why would he want to go there? Why would he want...
It's interesting that he was looking for charts for the B system, and obviously there was something there you needed to find.
Yes.
Well, what could that be, I wonder?
Well, we'll have to find out, I guess.
Well,
we can ask around some more. We have a perfect opportunity tonight.
I'm still very curious as to why Ibeia is visiting this planet, and I think it would be a good idea to speak to this Odgarel.
If it is true what the corporal told me, and I lower my voice and I glance around... They are planning an attack on the Free League, on Zainad, as we talked about. Mm. And that is indeed an attack on that system. And yes, it's something we have take into account.
Is the Zainad planet the same as the B system, or am I mixing things up now?
No, all of these are the C system.
All of these
we're
are
in
the
this.
Sea.
It's
right,
a neighboring planet.
Yes,
it's
yes,
a friendly neighborhood planet here.
Yeah, okay.
But if, and I lower my voice even more, if the Nadir should be in the B system, then really we have all the information we need, no?
Yes. I just think.
Already?
I just think that if we can gather as much information as we can as before we go to the B system. I don't think that... I mean, we know he was looking for charge for the B system, but that's all we know. You want
True.
To know why Ibeia has come here to this planet at this point?
Well, maybe she's...
Don't
maybe
you think she's involved
the same
in the...
knowledge.
In the attack?
Mm.
That's at least what the corporal hinted at, I think.
Mm.
Or maybe she's here for the same reasons that we are.
That's
maybe
what I'm
knows.
Wondering.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a
possibility.
We have options, either to go straight to the B system or to investigate further here.
I say investigate tonight and then go to the B system.
Tonight? You're still thinking about that party, aren't you?
I mean, all of you guys would know this. Searching a whole system for a ship. A system that is... You have no info on it because there none of the planets are inhabited at all. I mean, a needle in a haystack would be 1,000 times more easy to find.
Even with the excellent scanners of the Crescendo.
Yes,
of the Diminuendo.
Sorry, sorry. So, Martsen, Slander.
Slander.
Shevgena.
I think I must be Shevgena.
Slevgena. We're eating our space tacos and our everything.
Space sheesh.
Did you want to meet Odgren?
I think it would be a good idea,
please.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we should do that now.
Right?
Let's do it now.
Since you mentioned it a while back before Amber went away, I guess the corporal sent one of your entourage away to just notify the big boss. That that you would like an audience with her.
Yes.
So that person comes back and says, "Odgarelin, ready to meet you in 1 hour."
Thank you.
That's perfect.
So you just sit around and eat for an hour, and then you go there.
Yeah, shove some baklavas in the face hole.
Can we not talk to somebody?
Can you not talk?
Can we not talk to somebody who's sitting there?
Yeah, sure.
And, I mean, do people know why this Abyeya has come? Or, you know, we could. I mean, we can't just sit there and eat tacos for an hour. Come on.
Why? It's relaxed time. It's
super relaxed.
Okay.
So again, right. Sits there tapping her foot.
Well, you have another whatever it is you were having, shish kebab, and again, I'm sitting there tapping her foot.
You look irritated, Captain. Is something the matter?
Yes, I don't think I've ever seen anyone eat quite as much ever in my life. How do you fit that all in your stomach?
Well. I have been on missions where we've not had food for several weeks. When you get to a place like this and there's food everywhere, you have to savor the opportunity.
Yes.
Don't you agree?
Just,
Well, I sure agree.
Just
yes,
try
I know,
not
Amber.
This is the best. I mean, we don't have this at the Crescendo.
Just try not to make yourself sick, all right?
No. I have a stomach of steel, proudly used to say.
So do I.
Yes.
So I'm gonna sip some kawa and looks at them with disdain.
Not disdain.
Maybe, or maybe this food is too lowly for such a person of noble stature as yourself, Captain.
Oh, I wish you would stop talking to me like I was someone on a much higher level. That was way, way, way back. I think I have proved many times over now that we are a team and we are equal.
Evgena. Get a sense of humor. He's just messing with you. Come on.
Well,
am I?
Aren't you, Bartzan?
Well, maybe. Maybe not.
Oh.
I mean, practically, I'm sitting here, a former slave between two nobles. It's an interesting coincidence, don't you think?
Maybe this conversation should be, I don't know, saved for the privacy of our own ship. Not here. Okay.
Just don't mention my background around here, all right?
Of course not. Of course not.
I'll make an observation roll for the neighboring table here.
Oh,
good idea!
Hello. Can I roll for speaking really silently? It's a skill I have. You can roll. I have infiltration. I mean, I'm a trained special operative. Can I roll for that?
Yeah, but your friends aren't.
I was whispering.
Whispering.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Five
okay. Make an infiltration roll then, Matthias, and try and beat my successes. Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that was really confident.
That was
can I help him?
Like, oh, try to beat. Yeah,
yeah,
can
there's I try three to of you.
Because I was totally there? Lowering Amber's voice.
Wow, it's one success.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough, I assume.
Nope. I said successes. Yeah. So, yeah, there's quite a lot of whispering going around about nobles and stuff like that. Former slaves and, you know.
I wish you would just keep your mouth shut sometimes.
I am eating. I cannot shut it.
Open, shut, open, shut, open, shut.
Well, not all the time.
You can't shut your own mouth. How do you eat?
The hour goes by and the...
Thank God.
Corporal says, we mustn't keep the missus waiting.
Of course not. We are on our way. Let's go.
Maybe I've eaten a bit too much.
Huh.
Can we...
I am saying nothing.
So you're taken to the office of Odgerel, the top dog of the Alkari nomads who run this station. She's a woman in her 50s, graying hair, kept in a braid. She has white and red clothes, like base white and then some red embroidery and intricate patterns. And she's sitting down, but as you enter, she stands up and greets you and says, welcome to the Alkari clan.
Thank you,
Your Highness. Yes.
I wouldn't put it quite like that.
No, how would you put it then? Yeah. If you please.
We are, first of all, we are simple tradesmen.
So are simple. You?
Well.
My name is Slander. Nice to meet you.
Wear your words carefully. I would advise you.
Okay. Okay, so she just said, let me just backtrack here. Yeah. She just said, Your Highnesses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Why would she say that?
There might be a reason for it.
Because there was whispering in the square. Okay.
Mm. Could also be that they know about Amber.
You can't have this conversation out of character because you're there in the room
right,
with
all
her.
All right, yes.
Sorry.
Okay. What gave you the impression to give us that eminent title, might I ask?
Well, I've been around a bit, and I see the way you two bear yourselves. And your former slave friend there said some comment from what my people heard about... a former slave sitting with two nobles?
Oh.
Well, it's mostly jargon. You know, we're shipmates. It's the kind of words that fly between us sometimes. But there's... it's not completely untrue, but I exaggerate it.
Okay, so that's an outright lie. I need a manipulation roll from you, Matthias.
No, it's not an outright lie. It's,
she's a princess and she's a Khazar, so yes,
yeah,
that's now trout
totally
life.
Royal dude.
but it, I'm wondering. Okay, yeah, go.
Okay, then I'll try manipulation. My worst skill. Can you? Well, they're supporting.
I will
this
support
lie,
you, of course.
Or not?
How will you support? Because that means you will be lying as well. I'm just noting.
Maybe
that.
Don't do that then.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh. Merchant, guide my tongue again. Two successes out of three dice.
Well, wow.
And I got none. Out of eight dice.
Wow.
But I do have four darkness points, so I'm spending one to push that.
Okay, here I go with my...
16 dice total. Come on!
Okay. I'm gearing up my talent.
Success out of...
One success. Not enough.
No! Two... So that's a tie. She, you don't have her really fooled. but she's doubting. Mm. She's doubting. Mm. She is really, really keeping her eyes and ears open now.
Mm. Farsa looks at the floor, studying.
Jargon, you say. Okay.
The carpet, intensely.
Yes, and...
Well...
And you're here to sell mining equipment.
Yes. First of all... No, I'm not saying it.
Oh, look, what are you doing?
First of all, I want to thank you for inviting us to this audience. I know that you are a woman of many skills and with little time, so we appreciate the audience. I want to be absolutely clear with you. We have been traveling for quite some time with quite a personal mission. We had to have some sort of a story to tell because it's a very personal issue. We are, in fact, looking for a person.
Yes.
A very special
person. You
are not
here to sell mining equipment.
No, and I'm sorry we gave you this impression before, but this is...
One cannot be too careful
exactly.
in these times.
One needs to know who is one's enemy and who is on one's side.
So true.
She leans back and her chair folds back just slightly. She crosses her arms and she tilts her head, chewing her lip. Keep talking.
We are looking for... Well, actually, it is my colleague here, Farsan's long-lost brother. We don't know where he has gone. And we have suspicions. But we are looking for information of where we can find him. Have you heard his name? Mansur.
Oh, is that the real one?
She looks at you, and then she looks at Farsan. And she looks at the mask. So you come here to my station. You lie about your purpose being here. You come here at a time when, well... Let's say the timing of your visit is somewhat interesting.
Well.
Oh, why so?
And perhaps even suspicious. But as to why, that is none of your business.
Well, to be frank.
Let's say I heard about your brother. What would it be worth to you?
Well, maybe we can help you in return.
Exactly what I was thinking. Do you need something?
Well, we couldn't fail to notice when we docked here that our ship is probably bigger than yours. Sorry, I don't say that.
You're not giving away our ship. You are not giving away Crescendo.
As you can see, I'm not. I'm not giving away the Crescendo, Amber.
Good.
Shh. I'm sure we can come to an agreement. And to be frank, on the short walk over to your office, we've overheard quite some interesting rumors about what is going on in this station. And I assure you, we had no idea before we came here. But it appears you have both an important visitor and some interesting plans.
Well, the visitor was... part of the information that you were given when you came to us. But as to plans? What plans have you heard? What rumors are you talking about? Speak plainly.
Well, we heard that you have an issue with there being Zenithians on Zynath. And that you're planning to do
something. Who told you this rumor?
Well, it was actually one of your own.
Well, I wouldn't...
Who?
Why? Well...
We will not just name this innocent person to you. Please, don't make us do that.
You will tell me who told you about rumors. You will tell me who it was that cannot keep his or her mouth shut.
And then what will you do with that person?
Exactly, what will you do?
It was just an innocent conversation.
Oh, really? And, innocent.
Let's focus on the...
Do you realize what things is at work here? Do you realize the major events that are surfacing here in our backwater system? No, you do not. So you do not presume to tell me how I will deal with my own personnel, how I will deal with my own clan.
Oh, that is true.
Of course not, and I can tell you as a captain, I absolutely understand where you're coming from. But let me tell you, we are completely on your side. We are not here...
We are. We could be of help.
We are not here to destroy or to disrupt. We are here to help and to cooperate. We are here on a personal mission because of the person I mentioned before. I ask you, plainly, not to hurt the person who gave us this information, because it was of good. And this information that was provided to us actually led us to you.
I would like you all to blur for a moment.
Oh, okay.
I am making a culture roll for Abyeya, who is sitting in the back. Not seen, but she's listening in on this conversation, and she has been in Coriolis a long time and have had lots of dealings with the Khazars, and I will make a role for culture for her to see, yes, she does in fact recognize Evgena. There have been stories about the black sheep of the Khazar family. As she says this, the doors behind her open, and another woman comes out with much finer attire. This is obviously Abyeya Gorshud.
Oh!
She has two big bodyguards training her behind her. And she enters and she looks at you and she says, interesting, Evgena Khazar here in the Narmada system. And that's where we end the episode.
Well, so much for lying. You know, it always bites them in the ass.
I didn't get to use my talent.
You can use it next time.
Amber didn't
please
get recognition. What is this?
Oh. Oh no. Oh no, they recognize me.
Now okay. You know why you were blurring.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Is it your perfume? Is it like a Khazar perfume that you use?
No, well,
the new fragrance from Khazar.
But the new fragrance from Khazar.
It smells like raspberries.
But I'm just wondering if she's ever met Abyeya, or it's just, well. Well, my name is...
Well, I made a culture roll for her to see if she would recognize you, and she got a few successes, so...
If
you want to have met her at, like, some point or another, that's fine.
Well,
but I would have it been long
knows,
ago in that case.
I'm sure she knows my family. Way back. Definitely.
Hmm?
Oh dear, oh dear, oh
so
dear.
So the plot thickens.
Thickens. Yes.
Really? I like this. There are political implications here that I... Mm.
And you guys, exciting. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys actually don't know that she's actually a Khazar, do you? You have... She has said...
Didn't I say it once?
I think
you've spilled the beans.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah, when I got drunk that time, didn't
I? Well, Amber knew.
When you got drunk that time.
When I got drunk that time, remember that time?
That time.
Yeah, okay. The drunk party. But, I mean, you all have blackouts from that party, so...
Mm. But I think you said Khazar just... I don't know. Anywho. But it's It's more fun if they don't know.
From the start, you just told them that you could fake being a Khazar. That's what you. That's what you went with for a long time. That's what you went with.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Mm.
You only said there was a long time when you were just saying I can fake being a Khazar.
Mm-hmm. Now we'll have to listen to a lot of episodes to find out if we do.
Yeah,
know.
Exactly. So all of you listeners, you have to re-listen, or if you actually do remember the time when if it was outed, then please let us know on social media
before we record the next episode.
Before we record, and that will be very soon.
Okay, I have to plan a lot of things. I have to plan a lot of things now.
Yep, you do. Yeah. But you have some time to do it because this is the end of episode 5?
Five.
Yeah, five. Yeah, 5-ish.
Five.
This is the end-ish of episode 5-ish.
Oh, that's classy.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
I'm a word wizard, haven't you learned? I'm a word wizard.
Of course, a wordsmith. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Next time, when Sweden rolls, once again. You listen to Sweden Rolls playing Coriolis by Free League Publishing, starring Anna Lehid, Ingela Lund, Mattias Redbo and Jakob Hultkrantz Hansson. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so as not to miss out on any news or giveaways. You can also give us a review if you really like the show, but you know what's even better. Tell some friends about us and spread the word. Let everyone know about the awesomeness of Sweden Rolls. Seriously though, this would really, really help us out, and we appreciate all the love and comments you give us. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Did you know that we're on Patreon? There, our patrons get all kinds of stuff, such as bonus prequels, bonus one-shots, longer interviews, music, bloopers, and those on Orc Chieftain and Demon Lord levels even get to create an NPC, like Phil did with Hamid, or mess up one that's already in the game, like Joel did with Clive. These tiers also give access to our very active Discord channel. There, the Demon Lord patrons discuss the Patreon campaign we've got going, where I GM them through a Forbidden Lands adventure. The music for Sweden Rolls is composed and produced by myself, Andreas Lindström. Until our next episode, goodbye and farewell.